Girl, can't you see that he's just not interested in you? If he was, he'd be laughing at your dumb jokes and checking out your janky cleavage. But he's not. So, you can go. As for you, sweetie, I know that you came here with your boyfriend. He's literally one room over. You should probably stop throwing yourself at every guy here before I have to go get him. Scram! God, it is so much effort just to get a guy alone without all these pests around. I mean, who even dresses like sexy nurses and witches anymore? I know, right? I knew we'd get along just from looking at you. I've been watching you all night, and I think I might have caught you looking at me a few times too. You weren't being rude or staring or anything. Just some tasteful glances and brief eye contact. Enough to interest a girl, but not enough to make her uncomfortable. It makes me think that you might be a bit of a fuckboy. No? Well, I've had a hard time getting you all to myself. You always seem to be surrounded by a small crowd of girls. Just friends, huh? I'm sure if I asked them, they'd tell me that they were trying to be something more, but I suppose they don't matter anymore, do they? It's just us talking now. I love your costume, by the way. It's very creative. I bet you made at least parts of it yourself. Am I right? I thought so. Oh, this? Yeah, I guess you could say my costume is handmade. It's all organic in any case. Here, touch my horns. Don't they feel real to you and firmly attached? Good handles, aren't they? Here, check this out. I don't want to draw attention right in front of anyone else, but watch my tail. Can you feel how it wraps around your leg and travels up until the tip just about touches yours? No. It's too early in the night to be asking for my trade secrets. I'll tell you how later, if you're still interested. Yeah, I'm here alone tonight. To be honest, a lot of my sisters don't like going out on Halloween. They're above getting dressed up. I mean, it's silly, right? Every other night of the year, they're good to go out and fuck strangers and steal hearts. But try to get them to go out and live a little and... I'm sorry. I shouldn't be complaining. I'm just lucky I got to come without a chaperone. In any case, I probably only got invited because Daddy is so powerful. No, I mean, who he isn't important, at least not now. I'm just saying I'm a pretty ordinary girl. Oh, stop. Or don't. I like it when cute guys call me beautiful. Really, though, I'm not that interesting. It's an old story. Big, important man settles down, has daughters. Some want to follow the family business, but one grows up and wants to find love, but everyone is intimidated by her father or the fact that she is not a passive little sex object like everyone else expects her to be. I mean, of course, I have my own thoughts and plans and needs, but mostly people don't ask about that. They just
want to know what my childhood was like or if I have any cool powers.
I know, right? It's ridiculous. Like, I'm a fucking wizard or some shit. Anyway, what brings a guy as hot as you to a party like this without a date? Really? That doesn't seem possible. I mean, I can think of a few girls that would sell their souls to meet a guy like you. Smart, charming, handsome. And modest, too. Well, I don't want to waste this opportunity. I know it's kind of forward of me, but would you like to go somewhere more private? I know somewhere there's at least one free room upstairs. Cool. Follow me. It's fine if you look at my skirt on the stairs. I wore a short one and the naughty little panties for that exact reason. Here. A guest bedroom. Nice and private. Look, I never really do this, but you're having an effect on me. Yeah, so, I was wondering, would you think badly of me if I, asked to, do stuff with me? Like, right away? I really want to talk to you, but I'm just so turned on by you right now that I can't really think straight. Great. I guess I'll start. Let me just lift my skirt up and... Yeah. Can you see the outline of my little pussy through my panties? That's because of how wet and swollen you've made me. You should do something about that, don't you think? Oh, yeah. You can go down on me if you want. just peel my panties down my thighs and I'll lay back on the bed and you can kneel and... Oh, God. Even your breath feels good. I've never been this turned on. Taste me, baby, please. I taste really spicy. That's weird. I'm close, baby. I'm close. Yes. No, don't worry about the light. It's not important. Just ignore my fucking eyes. Look, can we just agree that it's just a nifty special effect and get back to whatever we're doing? I can explain it later. Damn it. Fine. You're right. It's a bit odd, and I suppose that I owe you an explanation. Hypothetically speaking, if my eyes were glowing from the inside with an unholy red light, that would make you want to stop kissing me? No? Oh, good. I guess then there's no harm in just coming right out and saying it then. It's not like anyone would believe you if you just told them. I'm the devil's daughter. No, I'm not joking. I mean, I normally assume a more normal form to go out, but hey, it's Halloween, so I went natural. The skin, the horns, the tail, all real. Well, you asked about my eyes. When I get excited, stuff happens. It doesn't really matter. I turn you on. You get hard and dripping. You turn me on. I get wet and tingly. My nips tighten up and my eyes glow too. And sometimes stuff starts floating. And sometimes things catch on fire. Come on. I mean, sure, my skin is red and my eyes are glowing and I've got horns and a tail, but hey, feel these tits. Yeah, you're natural as you can get and so fucking firm and goddamn, they're sensitive right now because you are really, really good at giving head. It occurs to me that I haven't returned the favor, have I? You've gotten me all aroused, and I haven't paid even the smallest bit of attention to you. So, I'll tell you what. I'll unbutton my blouse. No bra. See? And I'll get down on my knees in front of you and unzip your fly. Now, if it freaks you out to be doing this kind of thing with Satan's little girl, then I'll leave you be. But if not, then you can pull your cock out and... Wow, it's... Wow, can I touch it? Thank you. Oh, you feel so warm in my hand. I'm going to put it in my mouth. You taste great. Does that feel good? I can go deeper. I can take all of you. I'm sure of it. Yeah, grab my horns. Force yourself down my throat. Don't worry about being gentle, just fuck around. Wait, stop. No, you're doing great. I do kind of want you to fuck my mouth a bit more, but I need you inside of me right now. Yeah, I'm so fucking turned on right now, and I can't even focus. When I lay back and spread my legs like this, you can really see how wet I am. It's almost embarrassing how much I need your cock inside of me right now. Yeah, that's it. Just get on top and let me guide your cock into... No. I'm fine. I'm better than fine. Oh, you feel amazing inside of me. I feel like I'm being stretched out so much. Oh, fuck. That's it. Take those long, slow strokes. You're so deep inside. Deeper than I've ever felt anything. Oh. fucking damn it, you're good with that guy. Normally it's so hard for me to get off, but I'm already so close. Don't come yet. I swear, don't come yet. Unless there. You're fucking me so right. You think that's fine? I know you're close, but. I swear to all the abyssal demons that if you come before me, I'm going to tell my daddy. That's it. Oh, that's it. Hold on. God, this is. Yes, come with me, babe. I need to come with me, come with me, come with me. No, really, well, that was so intense. Oh shit, there's fires on the sheets. Fuck. Sorry about that. I can't really, control it. Oh, and also, I'm sorry for the whole threatening to tell my daddy thing. That was in the moment. I mean, in my defense, I wasn't really prepared for how amazing you were. Stud. I think I was pretty good, too, for my first time. Yeah, I am, or I was a virgin. Didn't I mention that? Huh? I probably should have given the, social implications of you being my first. Well, I mean, I don't mean to brag, but being the devil's daughter makes me some kind of princess, you know? So, any guy I fuck, especially the first one, is going to have some expectations. No, silly. It isn't like that. We're not, like, getting married or anything. Yet. No, we're just going steady. You know, like, monogamy. We only date each other, and of course, we only fuck each other. That won't be a problem for you, will it? Good. I knew that you were the right guy for me as soon as I saw you. And, hey, the night is young, and I... I mean, you've only come at me once. Maybe you could take me back to your place and, teach me how to best please you? Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. And then I can make you breakfast tomorrow. I'm a really great cook. I can fry anything. I don't even really need a stove. And then next week, I can take you to meet my mom. She's gonna love you, I swear. Don't worry, silly. I'm sure you're going to be the best boyfriend a girl can ask for. I'm sure that this is the start of something beautiful.